Before you get into this episode, I want to invite you to join me on May 1st for a free live workshop. It's called Feedback Fixer Upper, How to Reshape Poor Performance with Your Words. You can sign up at awesomeleader.com/monthly-workshop or go to awesomeleader.com and look for workshops. Again, this is May 1st. It's 9 in the morning Pacific, 12 Eastern. It's free. Join me, and I will now let you get to this episode of The Leadership Shot. In this series of 3 episodes about goal setting, I've busted some myths about goals and shared a review of SMART goals. Now I want to share ideas on how to talk about your goals. And if you're thinking, what? I have to talk about goals? Isn't setting them enough? Nope. Sorry, leader. You need to set goals and then share them. Talk about them. So let's start talking about your goals. I'm Lila Bullingtown. I'm an executive coach and the creator of Awesome Leader. I've coached founders, VPs, and C-suite executives worldwide for over 25 years. I make it easier for leaders to make decisions, guide their teams, have difficult conversations, and have fun in their roles. Yes, it's possible. I love what I do, and I love my clients. My number one passion is making it easier to lead and manage teams, no matter what your title is. And in my online coaching and training programs, I create leadership ease through 15-minute lessons and weekly group coaching. In this podcast, you can experience some of that micro-learning. This podcast is a weekly shot of tangible leadership advice. All episodes are under 15 minutes. Let's get started. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 3rd episode in a short series of episodes on goal setting. In the first episode, I shared thoughts about goal setting myths, and in the second one, a refresher about SMART goals. You can check out those episodes if you missed them. Now I want to talk to you about talking about your goals. There are 3 things I'll cover. Why you must talk about goals, the key people you need to have those conversations with, those are your stakeholders, and how to have those discussions. First, you may be thinking, why talk about goals? Why is it something that I have to be explicit about what my goals are? You may be thinking, Lila, I've set up SMART goals and I'm working on them. Do I really need to share what I'm working on? Yes, you do, my friend, my leader friend. Any framework or tool or system you use to write down your goals won't help you decide if you have the right or best goals in place. That's where being open about your goals and starting a conversation comes into play. Yes, sigh, it comes down to communication. As always, being a leader, a big part is communication. I'm just being silly here. Yes, it comes down to communication. Okay, you need to talk about your goals. Here's a quick refresher from my point of view and experience on why communication around goals is required. All right, I've seen executive teams fail to reach goals that were absolutely within their reach and were adequately set, with many passionate employees ready to get going, because they failed to discuss goals. They failed to spend time communicating. Communication breaks down, and it can break down anywhere and at any level, from executives to individual contributors. Communicating about goals means asking for feedback on them. I see leaders of all levels waiting for others to ask them about their goals. Don't wait for anyone to ask you to share your goals. Don't wait for anyone to ask you questions about your goals. In other words, don't wait to be prompted. It's essential you ask for feedback on your goals. Otherwise, you may end up working on a project or using a skill, tool, or method that's not aligned with someone's expectations. So, talk about your goals. Share them. Now, to the second point, the people you need to have a conversation with, your stakeholders. Stakeholders are people interested in your success. They're people who impact your work. They're people who have an interest in your work. You need to influence stakeholders, whether you like it or not. You want them to understand your goals. There are 3 primary stakeholders and stakeholder groups I want you to think about as the ones to share your goals with. There can be and could be more. I'm going to stick with just these 3. First, your manager. Take the draft of your SMART goals and share it with your manager. It's their role to partner with you to review the goals, ask questions, and give insight. If you manage a team, you have the same responsibility for each of your direct reports. Number 2, that second group of stakeholders, your peers. It's really easy to forget about this group of people, the ones you most likely spend a good deal of your workday with. They know your work and the organization's goals and vision and values. Share your goals with them. What do they think? Are you on the right track? What feedback do they have? And then the third stakeholder group, your clients. Who benefits from the work you do, from what you create, what you write, design, or program? Internal or external, you can and should communicate your goals with your clients. Now, if they're inside the company, internal clients, it seems much easier. Yet even if you are delivering work to a client who is not an employee of your company, you can share with them some insight into what you're holding yourself accountable for. For our purposes, I'm putting your direct reports, who are certainly your stakeholders, into this third group as clients. They're internal clients. I'm torn about this because that group, your directs, is key and deserves to be highlighted. Yet now, just for convenience, I'm calling them your internal stakeholders. The most important part of the goal setting process is communication. No matter how many SMART goals you write for yourself, it's hard to get things done if you're not talking to your manager, peers, or other stakeholders about your work and the progress you're making on your goals, as well as soliciting any feedback on the roadblocks that are going to come up. And communication is not as simple as sending an email, posting in an online goal tracking system or tool, sending a Slack, or asking for feedback just once. It's a conversation, and not just one you have just once. Here are some questions to think about when you prepare to share your goals. Whose advice do I need to accomplish my goals? Whose buy-in do I need? What has worked in the past when accomplishing a goal like this? What hasn't worked? What's the most important step to take next? Where should I focus most of my energy? Where are the hurdles, potholes, barriers? Why is this goal important? Why should I care about this? Why is this a challenge, issue, or problem, something we need to figure out as a team or company? A final thought about goals before I wrap up this episode. If you're a manager of people, remember, you need to review the goals of your direct reports. Your employees need your input on their goals, even if they don't ask you for it. You need to understand their goals for many reasons: to hold them accountable, to give them feedback, to champion them, and to offer support, resources, and troubleshooting. So, from what I've covered and the questions I listed a moment ago, it all applies to you as an individual writing goals, as well as somebody who's giving feedback as a leader, as you give feedback to your direct reports about their goals. So you can use some of the same questions with them. Remember, communication around goals is a crucial step. You can't just set goals, say that they're smart, and kind of work towards them. You want to make sure that other people know what you're working on, that you're working on the same things. You've got accountability and a sense of partnership with your internal and external stakeholders, with your peers, with your manager. And without direct communication about your goals, ambiguity, it's everywhere, and it can really lead to a slowdown or a lack of momentum for your goals. I hope this has been useful. Go out there and start talking about your goals. I'll talk to you in the next episode. Before you go, please hit subscribe or click to follow this podcast. This tells me that the content I'm sharing is helping you, your team, and your company. You'll also learn when the next episode drops. If you'd like weekly emails from me with more tips on how to move your leadership towards awesome, visit awesomeleader.com/podcast. You'll receive notifications of free webinars and free resources. Also, if you want to learn how to bring the first and only online leadership program with lessons under 15 minutes to your teams, visit awesomeleader.com. You'll learn all about my online coaching and training program, and you can check out a lesson for free. Thanks for listening to the Leadership Shot.